Chapter 1, Devotional 2. Remind me again, God's love and forgiveness. I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Remind me of your merits. Let us plead and argue together. Set forth your case, that you may be justified, proven right. From Isaiah 43, verses 25-26. We live in an age of information overload. If you don't believe it, just try remembering all your personal usernames and passwords. We are bombarded with information from phone calls, voicemail, letters, online news, emails, blogs, Twitter, Facebook, radio, and TV. Add to that list the stream of information from bosses, co-workers, subordinates, vendors, customers, spouses, children, friends, and neighbors. How do we remember and keep track of it all? We use iPhones, iPads, notepads, electronic alarms and alerts, calendars and daytimers. In spite of all our aids and prompts, we often hear the expression that mirrors God's words that he spoke to Isaiah, "Remind me." We struggle to remember important facts, dates, details, names, and phone numbers. So we ask our spouses, co-workers, or employees to help us remember. When we read that verse from Isaiah, we should find comfort knowing that God does the same thing. He purposely forgets our sins and encourages us to remind him of our merits. Why does God do this? He wants us to earnestly and intently plead our case before him. Like any loving parent, God wants our thoughts and conversation with him to focus on the positive parts of our relationship. Since the Word tells us that God is love, he wants us to see him in a loving, compassionate, merciful, and forgiving way. Remember Paul's description of the virtues of love. Love bears every burden. It is always ready to believe the best. Its hopes never fade. It endures and it never fails. Child of God, I encourage you to remind God today of your love for him. Come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise on your mind for his mercy and grace. Let your stillness serve to remind you of his love, and watch as his love transforms you and the world around you. Lord, thank you for choosing to forget my sins that I might enter into your holy presence. Thank you for your unconditional love that never fails or fades away. I repent of my sins and rest in your forgiveness and love for me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.